tell me what the genesis of this project was. How were you approached, and what were you told was the mandate for what you were going to compose?
Well, it really worked the other way. I had the idea first, and then I sold it to the Bach Choir. And the idea really came from my own reading of the new Bach Reader. Christoph Wolff published a new edition, and especially reading the chapter about Arnstadt, where Bach repeatedly was hauled into court for this and that. I read it one morning after breakfast, and I thought, well, there might be an opera in there. So I started working on a synopsis.
Well, just tell us why Bach was getting into trouble, because this is not something that's widely reported.
Right. Well, he was hired as organist in Arnstadt at the age of 18, and he was a wonderful organist. However, the church superintendent and his employers wanted him to work with the music students. Now, the music students already had a bad reputation, in other words, for being hard to manage. So Bach was thrust into the role of occasionally having to rehearse them and lead them.
And he was a young man himself at this point, right?
He was 18, and some of the students were older than he. And he lost his patience one day, and he called the bassoon player a Zipfelfagottist. And later, the bassoonist came after him on the street, and they got into this scuffle.
Are you allowed to translate what that means?
It means a bumpkin bassoonist, or a kind of a crude, unrefined player. And
what instrument do you play?
I play the bassoon.
So
I was attracted to this story.
So clearly none of those kinds of people exist in the bassoon community, presumably.
Well, it's very... bassoonists are known, and I've talked to other bassoonists about this, as being pretty mild, as in general. So the fact that this one guy came after Bach seems a little out of character from what I know of the bassoon. But in any case, there were some rough guys around. It's well known that some of the schools Bach attended were a little on the rough side. So there was this scuffle, and Bach complained about it, and then Geiersbach stole his side of the story. Geiersbach, meaning, was the name of the bassoon player. And the magistrate, or the person who ran the consistorium court, could not find resolution to this. He kept bringing in more witnesses, and they would tell the story differently. So in the opera, we ended up having four fight scenes, each slightly different because different people told the story. So Bach is repeatedly getting into that problem. Then his high-spiritedness, his impetuousness, also led him to want to leave town to visit Buxtehude, who was the great musician in North Germany. Bach was in Central Germany. And he couldn't, the only way he could afford to get there was to walk, so he walked 250 miles. This took some time, but he did meet Buxtehude and work with him and learn from him. However, Bach had been only given 4 weeks for this journey, which wasn't really enough time. Bach ended up staying 4 months. So when he got home, of course, he got into trouble with that. He got into trouble once for rehearsing with a young woman in the choir loft. This was against the rules. And then we also introduced some other incidents that happened to Bach at other times of his life. Because even though a lot of this was youthful impetuousness in our opera, throughout Bach's life he did impetuous things. He had repeated difficulties with his employers. No other, fight.
So not the image we have of this rather burly, middle-aged, settled man with a large family. Mm-hmm. That's the narrative we have for Bach, right? And this is clearly not what your version of him is.
Right. Well, first of all, he's not married yet. Now, he does meet his intended. They fall in love during the course of the opera. Maria Barbara was a cousin, in fact. And we don't know too much about her from the record, but my librettist and I have chosen to portray her dismay at all of these issues that Bach kept having over and over again with his employers. And she said, how can I marry you? You're going to lose your job, and I just, it's a very unstable situation. So we portrayed her anxiety, and this only disturbs Bach even more. Now, later in life, not too much later, about 12 years later, Bach was at another job, and he wanted to leave he had been hired to go to his next job, and he wanted to leave. He wanted to leave right away. And he made such a fuss about it that the Duke at the time in Weimar threw Bach in jail for a month just for being creating a hassle. And so we have moved this story to Arnstadt because he did get another job. And when he got the other job, then he finally was able to get married to Maria Barber. She had confidence in him.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.